I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off and Practice Series. There's an extremely widespread practice that if someone's ill, if someone's sick, we recite Tehillim on their behalf. In fact, in the Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Tamach Zayin, Amud Aleph towards the top of the Amud, while the Gemara is discussing different illnesses and different remedies for the illnesses, while discussing what seems to be some form of fever, the Gemara recommends that you recite some psukim for the person. The Tosfos and Shavuos Daf Tesvav is bothered by our Gemara, because the Gemara in Shavuos records a prohibition to be lochish al hamaka, to recite psukim in order to heal someone. Now, we're not going to get involved in explanation for why it can be a problem. Hopefully we'll have that opportunity some other time. But assuming that there's this prohibition to recite psukim in order to heal someone, how could our Gemara recommend that you recite these psukim? So Tosfos in Shavuos suggests that our Gemara is dealing with someone who is deathly ill. There's a concern that the person's life is at stake. It's pikuach nefesh. There's a sakana. And therefore, although there may be typically a prohibition to be lochish al hamaka, when it comes to when someone's life is in danger, it's permitted. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch records this exclusion of the prohibition in Yeridei Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. There's another area of prayer as well in which typically there can be a problem with it, but when it comes to someone's life who's in danger, we allow it. And that is when it comes to davening on Shabbos. We all know that you're not supposed to daven, you're not supposed to recite personal requests on Shabbos. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Pei Ches, Sif Yud, writes, if you want to wish a refuah shlema, if you want to daven for someone who is deathly ill, then you're allowed to on Shabbos. However, it's important to point out that the level of pikuach nefesh necessary in order to allow someone to daven on Shabbos is a unique type of pikuach nefesh. It's a unique type of sakana. And that is that there has to be a concern that on that day he will die. His death is imminent. And for such a person, that's when we allow davening on Shabbos. However, when it comes to davening for an ill person, it doesn't seem that we need such a level of illness. As long as there's a concern, there's even a sveik-sveika, a chshash, that someone's life is in danger, then we would allow reciting psukim for such an illness.